From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A spate of contagious generosity is bringing a Midwestern business district back to life. Last May, a fierce tornado swept through Pierce City, Missouri, leaving much of its downtown in shambles. The rebuilding effort took an unusual twist. Businesses are giving away prime pieces of land to help spark a quicker recovery. From member station KSMU in Springfield, Missouri, Missy Shelton reports.
On May 5th, the day after a tornado ripped through the heart of Pierce City, Lawrence County Sheriff Doug Seneker looked around him and offered a grim prognosis.
The charm of Pierce City was the quaint buildings and the many shops, neat shops, antiques. That's all gone. That's their tax base. Downtown Pierce City, when they finish here, will be no more.
And to some extent, he was right. The streets of downtown Pierce City that once boasted lovely century-old buildings gape open like wounds. Entire blocks are empty, except for an occasional bulldozer and buzzsaw here and there. These are the sounds of a city coming back to life. As it turns out, the thing that sparked the downtown's reconstruction came from up the road, on the north edge of town, where there's another construction project. Earlier this year, before the May tornado, the First Baptist Church of Pierce City broke ground on a new building. So when the tornado smashed into the congregation's old downtown building, Reverend Greg Bunn says his church saw a chance to do something for the community. Members voted unanimously to give the church property in downtown Pierce City to Mike and Carolyn Flummerfelt, the local grocers who lost their store to the tornado.
The consensus was we would just deed the property over to the Flummerfelts because we're a community-minded church. We want the community to know that we care and want to be involved in the ongoing progress of the community.
Standing on his new property, which is now just a field of dirt, Mike Flummerfelt recalls getting the news from the church.
We were very, very grateful, of course, to say the least, and it was a little bit emotional. That was a blessing we hadn't counted on.
The church's generosity made the Flummerfelts want to be generous themselves. They knew that Doug Thompson, the owner of the local pharmacy which the tornado destroyed, was interested in the old lot where the grocery store had stood. Mike Flummerfelt says he decided to follow the church's lead and give his lot to Doug Thompson. That left Thompson with two prime plots in downtown, so he decided to give away his old site.
Almost immediately, we decided that if somebody else could use the property and would use the property, that we would make it available to somebody else. And the city decided at one point, not too long after, that they may need that property for moving the city office down to that location. And I told them that I would give them the property.
But Pierce City Mayor Mark Peters says it's not just dollars and cents motivating these merchants. He thinks the generosity goes beyond that.
A cynic would probably say because it makes economic sense. But since I was a little kid, I can remember a sign outside town that advertised Pierce City as the friendliest town in southwest Missouri. And maybe that's why.
You can hear the sounds of a living, breathing town at the post office, one of a handful of downtown buildings still standing. Mary Wilkes stopped in today to mail some letters.
I need book stamps.
Wilkes says she wasn't surprised when she heard that business owners in Pierce City were busy giving land to one another.
If we don't help one another, who's going to help us? We're a small town. Everybody knows about everybody. There goes Jack. So it's that, it's part of it.
As downtown slowly comes back to life, city officials and business owners say it's not enough for Pierce City to be alive. They want to see it thrive and grow, and say they hope land swapping will be the foundation for a full recovery. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton.